Ajax the tall kept after bronze-helmed Hector, casting his lance, but Hector, skilled in war, would fit his shoulders under the bull's hide shield and watch for whizzing arrows, thudding spears. Aye, though he knew the tide of battle turned, he kept his discipline and saved his friends. As when Lord Zeus would hang the sky with storm, a cloud may enter heaven from Olympus out of crystalline space, so terror and cries increased about the shipways. In disorder men withdrew. Then Hector's chariot team, cantering, bore him off with all his gear, leaving the Trojans whom the moat confined. And many chariot horses in that ditch, breaking their poles off at the tip, abandoned war cars and masters. Hard on their heels, Patroclus kept on calling all Danaans onward with slaughter in his heart. The Trojans, yelling and clattering, filled all the ways, their companies cut in pieces. High in air, a blast of wind swept on under the clouds as chariot horses raced back toward the town away from the encampment. And Patroclus rode shouting where he saw the enemy mass in uproar. Men fell from their chariots under the wheels, and cars jounced over them. And running horses leaped over the ditch, immortal horses whom the gods gave Peleus, galloping as their mettle called them onward after Hector, target of Patroclus. But Hector's battle team bore him away. As under a great storm, black earth is drenched on an autumn day, when Zeus pours down the rain in scudding gusts to punish men, annoyed because they will enforce their crooked judgments and banish justice from the marketplace, thoughtless of the gods' vengeance, all their streams run high and full, and torrents cut their way down dry declivities into the swollen sea, with a hoarse clamor, headlong out of hills, while cultivated fields erode away. Such was the gasping flight of the Trojan horses. When he had cut their first wave off, Patroclus forced it back again upon the ships as the men fought toward the city. In between the ships and river and the parapet he swept among them, killing, taking toll for many dead Achaeans. First, thrusting past Pronous's shield, he hit him on the bare chest and made him crumple. Down he tumbled with a crash. Then he rushed Thestor, Enop's son, who sat all doubled up in a polished war car, shocked out of his wits, the reins flown from his hands. And the Achaean got home his thrust on the right jawbone, driving through his teeth. He hooked him by the spearhead over the chariot rail, as a fisherman on a point of rock will hook a splendid fish with line and dazzling bronze out of the ocean. So from his chariot on the shining spear he hooked him, gaping and face downward through him, life going out of him as he fell. Patroclus now met Erylaus's rush, and hit him square mid-skull with a big stone. Within his helm the skull was cleft asunder, and down he went, head first, to earth. Heartbreaking death engulfed him. Next Erymas, Amphoterus, Epaltes, Tlepolemus Damastorides, Echius, Pyrrhus, Iphias, Euippus, Polymelus, all in quick succession he brought down to the once peaceful pastureland.
This ends Disc 9.